Transgender Rachel Levine touts group that refers to women as egg producers. By Neil Monroe on August 17, 2023. President Joe Biden's transgender admiral, Rachel Levine, has endorsed a progressive organization that demotes women's status in society to mere egg producers. The redefinition of women is intended to help sexually motivated transsexual men invade women's spaces in society, said Aaron Brewer, president of Utah-based Advocates Protecting Children. Women need a term to describe the aggressive male campaign to take over women's spaces in society, such as in sports, in bathrooms, in status awards, in fashion, and in many other areas, Brewer told Breitbart News. It's like they're seizing it, or occupying womanhood, and there's a violent component to it. It's almost like an emotional rape. It's misogynistic. They're doing it for their own empowerment purposes. They're stealing our identity and redefining it so that they can use it. Levine's endorsement for the group came on August 6, when he visited government-funded health centers around Alaska. These inspiring people work tirelessly to create a more equitable future, where all those living in the U.S. have equal access to life-saving medical care, tweeted Levine, Biden's Assistant Secretary for Health at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. He posted the tweet from Identity Alaska, a government-backed advocacy center for sexual diversity, including transsexualism in K-12 schools. Identity's mission is to advance Alaska's lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, intersex, asexual, two-spirited plus community through advocacy, education, healthcare and connectivity, the website says. The advocacy includes alliances with other pro-transgender groups and the promotion of novel language that would eliminate the legal and civic recognition of women. For example, the group touts a gender-inclusive biology guide, which urges teachers to downgrade the civic recognition of the two sexes and to pay up to the ideological notion that men and women have overlapping and multiple genders. Watch, HHS's Levine, can't limit gender-affirming care to adults because puberty is hard, especially if it's the wrong one. The Daily Mail reported how the group tries to replace recognition of the two sexes with language that touts many genders. The Alaska-based company promotes ideas that children should learn that doctors assign gender to babies by making a guess, while also promoting the use of gender-inclusive biology. Teachers and educators need to speak to children without assuming that there are only two sexes and that everyone within a particular sex is the same. Instead of using the word mother in these conversations, they recommend using terms such as egg producer or carrier. The language matches the terms used by the transgender ideology. For example, it uses gender to replace sex to help transsexual men who mimic women for sexual gratification to describe themselves as apparently non-sexual transgender women. The manipulated language shift from sex to gender makes it difficult for ordinary people to argue back against the transgender cult, said Brewer. The complexity is worsened, she said, because the aggressive transgender men hide behind a series of other groups. Those groups include heterosexual girls fleeing the trauma of puberty, feminine boys who do not want to be gay, and so-called incel men who are losers in the sexual marketplace turbocharged by social media dating apps. Online, pro-transgender advocates aggressively denounce women who spotlight the transgender mimicry of women. Overall, the effort by Levine to blur the discussion between women and men, or girls and boys, is cruel, especially when it pushes kids away from normal puberty and into hospitals, said Brewer. We have someone who is ostensibly in charge of healthcare who's willing to devastate the health of children. It's cruel. I'm not even sure if cruel is quite strong enough, she told Breitbart News. Levine is the father of several children, but the fact that he's able to claim to be a woman simply by wearing long hair and a skirt and lipstick is incredibly degrading to women, because he's reducing us to stereotypes and to bodily functions, said Brewer. Levine's claim to be a woman is profoundly degrading to women, said Brewer, adding. When I first started speaking out about this, I had people tell me I was just making this up. That children were never medicalized, that I was just being hysterical and trying to promote hate. And now the stories are coming out every day. More and more detransitioners are coming out saying, I was medicalized at 12, 13. 14 years old, and that was a horrible mistake. And that's, I think, really what's going to shift the narrative. Many Republican candidates have denounced the transgender push, which is mostly funded by Democrats in government and by left-wing donors. But most GOP legislators and candidates do not understand the transgender ideology. For example, some claim that there are only two genders, when they should be saying, there are only two sexes, but infinite different individuals. Brewer noted, even a lot of conservatives haven't really totally understood the impact that this is going to have on society, even when you know women's sports is going to be eliminated. Women's bathrooms are going to be eliminated. Their parental rights are going to be completely undermined. I think that people are starting to kind of get like, oh, maybe this isn't so good, maybe this isn't about being tolerant, unkind, maybe there's something bigger going on. That's going to really dramatically damage our society, Brewer concluded.